morning. Apparently, I'm not Brian Papstein, but it is Monday, November 19th. Joining us for Talk Shop is, quote-unquote, the bank dude, John Dalby.
Good morning. We're waiting for Brian to show up. but it's great to be here, and very soon we'll see his smiling face, and looking forward to a wonderful time with you today. Hello, Brian, and welcome to Talk Shop.
Hey, we all love our tech guys, right? Had a little bit more elongated session than anticipated.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, nice to see you. Have you already done...
Brass tacks. No, we haven't. You're going to read it.
I'm going to read it, or are you going to read it?
You are. You're going to read it.
Have you read it already?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, then you know the answer.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So, if that's the case...
Oh, you wanted to
break
be a question.
The ice.
Break the ice. I'm assuming that has to do with...
You read that one too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. But okay. I'm assuming it has to do with ships breaking through the ice as they go through cold places.
You sure?
Or is it somebody following through the ice?
No. How did making the way easy for a person come to be called breaking the ice? Whaling ships.
A whaling ship.
And others sailing to Arctic regions often found ice clogging the channel through which they wished to pass, and so must send boats ahead to
break the ice.
Yeah. All right, so I don't
so
totally...
So it's kind of like spending time with you.
Yeah.
You got to break the ice, right?
Yes, exactly, Okay, so I've been asking most that I remember to ask. Favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal Thursday?
I think our favorite part is we generally...
No, not our. Your.
That's right, I mean...
Well, you were using the royal we?
I said our.
My mistake.
Our.
Oh.
Our favorite part of Thanksgiving is generally at some point at the table, we go around and people say what they're thankful for.
Okay, that's nice.
So we do something to that effect. I know we talked about that this morning with my wife as to what we're going to do special at the Thanksgiving table.
But as far as the part of the meal,
which
part.
Item on the the menu do I enjoy the most?
Yeah.
Turkey's pretty darn good.
Rosemary, garlic, and butter on the turkey?
No, I don't.
No?
A little butter, and that's about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I smoke my kind of smoke slow
on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have terporkin.
Do you?
Terporkin, yeah.
You'll put a roast inside?
No, what I have is I have this Traeger grill in the shape of a pig.
Oh.
So I put my turkey inside the pig.
Okay,
and cook
so
it.
You're not putting the pig inside the turkey.
No, there's no pork.
Like most normal people.
There's no pork in my terporkin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. well, this is going to be the second year for the pie caken, yes.
So how do you...
It has absolutely nothing to do with a pig.
Okay, so what is pie caken?
Pecan pie, pumpkin pie, spice cake, layered. Apple pie filling on the top.
You have way too much time on your hands.
No, I've managed shortcuts, babe.
You cook them all yourself?
No, see, that's part of the shortcut. This is more like an assembly process than it is... I mean, there's some parts I have.
So do your children enjoy it?
It is so rich. The pieces of the cake are maybe 2 inches.
Wow.
Because more than that, you hit a comatose state and drop to the floor.
Sugar coma, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So this week is an interesting one. Like any federal holiday is an interesting one. What's the background for what your hours are or what they are mandated to be as far as a federally insured financial institution?
So based on our charter, we are not allowed to be closed 4 consecutive days. So that's why in a federal holiday, we can be closed on, generally on Monday. So we can be closed Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But we cannot be closed 4 consecutive days, which means the day after Thanksgiving, we are mandated to be open.
That's kind of a drag.
And it is, indeed, it is the slowest banking day of the year. There is no day in the year that is slower. So we do run a skeleton crew. I do come in so that other people can take it off.
Are you like behind the... If I made a deposit...
You would not see me, no. No. Oh. Yeah, because...
And that's good. That's good news, yeah.
And here's why. Because if you made a deposit, you would like to have your money go into your account.
Not the Dolby account?
Well, it wouldn't go into the Dolby account. It just, it would be random.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Little wheel in the back, it gets spun.
And you might as well go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
That's the idea that I'd get your money in your account.
Good. That's funny because I would have thought that the day after... Now, maybe not the middle of the day, but towards the end with the deposits, that would have been a very high volume day. Just being spent and you don't want it over the weekend and, you know, you might, for whatever reason, that would be a huge day.
Well, most merchants, you know, are going to be open beyond the time that we are, so they bring them in, drop them in the night depository and so forth. But
So the Dropbox or the equivalent, whatever your phrase is.
The following Monday is brutal.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have a term for when we have a three-day weekend. So merchants have 3 days' worth of deposits to make on Tuesday. And so one of our tellers brought up or came up with the name of Mon Tuesday. So it's Monday and Tuesday all in one day. So it's a very, very busy day.
That's probably not going to enter into the book, though, huh?
No.
It would be far too easy to understand what it is.
Yeah, Mon Tuesday.
Yeah. So why do some have short hours on Saturday? Is that just convenience rather than anything that's mandated?
You mean banks that are open on Saturdays?
Yeah, 3-4 hours.
Yeah. The expense. We'll go into it in a minute.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby.
Absolutely delightful to see you, but you're not wearing a tie today.
I got here early enough
that
I forgot.
Is this casual Monday?
You know, I was thinking of wearing one of the Cuban-style ones, and I thought, you know, I can do that on Wednesday.
Cuban? Is that,
we're doing
you wrap your own?
No, it's yeah, right. Yeah, I'll show up in a shawl. You will see me on Wednesday. So the reason that some banks, John, before the break we were talking about some of the federal requirements of when you can be open and can't. It doesn't seem like anybody's open on Sundays. Tradition?
For the most part. So you have... You know, for instance, our institution is not open on Saturdays. And I was with big banks and we were open on Saturday and very little activity actually happened on Saturdays.
So like the day you got work done?
Exactly.
It was
like a paperwork day. And so what happened is you'd start shrinking the Saturday hours because, you know, there was an expense to opening the branch and having everybody in there. But the challenge was... if you have full-time employees to have a six-day week, it becomes very challenging for the scheduling side of that. And so we have chosen our priorities are to assist with the community and by providing full-time, full-benefited wage jobs. We feel that's very important. And to do that, it's much easier to do with a 5-day work week than with a 6-day work week. Someday that may have to change, but you know it's worked for us. So
are there trends? I mean, are more banks adding Saturdays or reducing Saturdays? I mean, with all the stuff on the cell phones now and the computers, I don't know even how much other than the, if you figure out the deposit side of things.
The reality is the number of physical deposits taken at banks is on the decline. The biggest impact was when businesses started paying payroll through payroll, not payroll deductions.
The direct deposit.
Direct deposit, yeah. And so that took a huge number of deposits out of the banks. And so, you know, we're seeing this continual decline as more and more people are doing things electronically and so forth. And now you can, you know, I can pick up my phone if I have a check to deposit, take a picture of it, click a few buttons, and it's deposited. So
yeah, I still don't, you know. You know what a trendsetter I am with technology. That just is a little too far out.
So
the confidence level is low for me on that one.
Yeah, so we have Brian. He's not on the leading edge.
No, not even on the bloody edge.
He's not on the bloody edge, the leading edge.
I'm the anchor at the back end.
In
yeah.
fact, he's the trailing edge, and then comes Brian, right?
Yeah. You're sure that ice is thawed out there, right? Yeah. Well, and I suppose it's got to be cool for those who are technology embracers, you know, that are out there. They don't have any fear with this stuff, just to embrace whatever the next thing is. You know, they got the latest, greatest watch. They've got the this, they got the that, and you know, all the technical whiz-bangs. I don't know if their ability to do business is any better, their life, their standard of living is any better, or if it's just different.
Well, it's substantially different. For instance, somebody shared a statistic with me, and it's one of those, at first I balked at it, and then I started thinking about it, and I go, yeah, it's probably true. And that is, kids today read more than we did as kids.
Okay.
But they read differently. So you and I as children probably read books. You know, I didn't ever get past what is the Golden Key or the Golden Books or whatever.
Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, there we go. But you read a book and it had, you know, it was laid out in a logical order in which, you know, information was provided, even in a novel, to come to a conclusion. And so, you know, the information all flowed together. Where today, kids are reading little blurbs, you know, text messages.
The snippet.
And,
yeah.
You know, Instagrams, and you know, if I say something stupid, it's because I've never been on any of these things. But
fly over my head,
yeah. Facebook, and so they're reading little blurbs of stuff, and so you know, the question becomes: how does that change somebody's mind and the way they think when they're dealing with sound bites rather than with a long book that comes to a conclusion that lays out information in a logical order and you know. Brings your mind to a conclusion. You're dealing with all this unrelated information. So
it's really kind of like flying over an iceberg field, and all you see what's above the water.
Yeah,
right. You don't get the full story, but you see that there are there.
Right, it's and so opinions
yeah.
now. You know.
Oh, now we're getting thrown at things.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But if you're forming your opinions based on, you know, a one sentence soundbite, you're really not digging into the issues. And I think that has a lot to do with the polarization of our politics.
Well, and the emotional level, you know.
Correct.
The old line, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. KINS, News and Information Time. It is 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it. Thank you.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby from Redwood Capital Bank. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, by REDEC, by American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. John, the fire that we're seeing in the air, we're seeing in the horizon, beautiful sunrise, I might add, if you like that big red cherry-looking thing.
Yeah,
I prefer just a little bit of fog, thank you. Are we seeing some of the impacts here? Are you having people indicate some of the flight is here in Humboldt County and Del Norte County? Now, I've heard that it is, but
now
more,
we say the flight.
More snippets. People who have been displaced, people who...
Coming here
using 101 instead of I-5, the air, I guess it's all the way down into the Bay Area, pretty heavy, Redding all the way down. Now, that may change tomorrow, but air quality, I mean, all these things that they're suffering from, that they're coming out to the coast.
Yeah. I haven't seen any economic indicators that would tell me or have people tell me that they've seen an uptick because of the fires at this point in time. We do know that there are challenges with getting building materials and with getting people to work on projects. So,
but that was before this happened.
Yeah. And so it's only gotten worse. Now, I was at a conference in Berkeley when all these fires broke out, and the air quality there was horrible. And I know all the way back until we got close to the coast, and all of a sudden it was beautiful again. So we've been lucky that we've gotten as little smoke as we have in our community. So that's a real positive. But if you go north, south, or east, I haven't gone west very much.
I could go to Fields Landing.
Yeah.
Maybe Cape Blanco. Okay.
Yeah. Samoa.
Yeah. But I know Crescent City's got drilled with a lot of the smoke. You know, when we go back and forth from the Klamath to the Smith,
yep,
it's shutting it down. So it certainly is having a regional impact. It'll be interesting to see if the rain does hit this weekend. Or this week,
right.
Later this week, right?
And the number of athletic events that have been canceled in various parts of the state.
Yeah, the football guys are all over. They were talking about the Raiders being canceled, not this weekend, but the prior one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they pulled out of the Bay Area. They didn't even practice. They did some walkthroughs somewhere else, and that was about it. Which, based on the outcome, maybe that's what all they ought to do.
Yeah, that's what they should do, yeah.
Yeah,
stop
yeah,
practicing.
Because
when you practice, it doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's nice to get on the upside on one. Remember what it's like. Oh.
Well, all of my teams have been suffering. They have been having awful years. And this last weekend, they all won.
Ah.
Yeah.
I thought you were a Trailblazer fan.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then the family must be doing some handstands, as successful as they've been. What do you think? We've got, 9-10 months under our belt now with legalization. I know your gal Jennifer there had done the studies that showed 25% to 30% somewhere in that neighborhood was marijuana related in our neighborhood.
Right.
I know some of the major ticket items are they're experiencing a decline. What kind of sense do you have? It doesn't seem to have been as dramatic an impact negatively into the market as we had postulated this time last year. But with the national economy taken off as it is, maybe that's kind of an equalizer, so to speak.
So the impacts of legalization and really the impact of too much product on the market, more supply than demand has brought prices
down.
Yeah. Right. And at the same time, those that have sought to comply with the rules of the county and so forth have seen substantial increases in their expenses. So, between the permits and doing things ecologically, ecologically correct, payroll taxes, paying taxes in general, et cetera, et cetera. So there's we have seen a substantial decline in sales in a number of business types, you know, hardware, restaurants, some of the more...
the industry.
Yeah.
Cash-based industry niches.
you know, the four-wheelers and the side-by-sides, the Hondas and the Yamaha stuff, and then...
Quad runners,
yeah. Whatever those things are.
Well, I mean, you say side-by-side, I think you're like the World War II motorcycles have got the sidecar.
No.
These, haven't seen a lot of those out, so...
No, they're the off-road little cars, you know, four-wheel drive cars that you sit side-by-side.
Right.
And that's, so they're, as opposed to a four-wheeler, which is front and back, so anyway. And then, of course, you know, the big diesel pickups, we've seen a decline in those sales.
Overall, though?
Overall, everything's down a little bit.
But not as earth-shaking.
Correct. And it may be that it's been offset by the increases in the economy.
KINS, News and Information Time, may have been. It's 8:42.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 8:46. Back with the bank dude, John Dalby. John, any thoughts about infrastructure? You know, there's this discussion in Eureka now. You're hearing about In-N-Out Burger. You're hearing about Chipotle co-locating with one another. But a requirement to put in signal lights, 50 yards from an existing signal light? Maybe a block, possibly two blocks away as an access. Okay. If it is, as much as they say that it is, just south of $500,000, that seems an awful lot of money into the infrastructure for development that isn't necessarily going to be generating additional revenues into the city. Fair summation?
So that is, there is many sides to that debate on that particular situation. And so, you know, that's one of those things I could argue on both sides very easily. And in talking with some of the city leaders, they were debating both sides back and forth. And so I think I'm speculating because I don't know why people decide what they do. You listen to some of the things they say and then you come to a conclusion. But I speculate what they were weighing against was... Yes, they're going to get this thing's going to get paid back by sales tax revenue, but really, are you stealing sales tax revenue from somebody else? Are we just going to have more people eating fast food? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But what we do know is that truck stop has sat there as
Terminal's been there forever,
right? And it has been a piece of blight for a long, long time. And putting in a modern development that generally has a reputation of being clean and well managed is probably a net positive for the city. So I don't think it's a sales tax. It's not an economic decision. It's a decision to start moving forward on cleaning up that whole Broadway corridor. And that's a real challenge in a number of ways. You know, when we're trying to recruit doctors, the first thing they see as they drive into town is our Broadway corridor. And if you saw that, I don't think I want to live here.
if those two franchises added to the mix of branded restaurants that are here now, attract other businesses to be here, and then it really is a ripple?
I don't
different,
know.
Different yeah. ball game. If it's a fixed-sum game, then everybody else gets a chance to, you know, pay their tithings. Yeah, that doesn't seem to be a good thing. Or worst case scenario, it pits is more of a Eureka versus Arcata versus Fortuna, and more provincialism rather than regionalization.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I don't know how that works. And
can you model that stuff?
I assume they have.
The city?
But we do. I don't know, but I assume somebody has, whether our city has, but I'm sure it has been. But we got to start moving forward again. We really, you know, if we're gonna clean up our city and move to the next level, we need to start putting the infrastructure in place to make it happen.
And this is part of that infrastructure. Say yes, John.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, bud. See everybody tomorrow.